This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Next month, Philadelphians have a decision to make that will determine the future of the city's criminal justice system. There's a high-stakes primary election for district attorney on May 20th. Incumbent Larry Krasner, a progressive reformer, faces Patrick Dugan, a former municipal judge who presents as a pragmatist who prioritizes law and order. WHYY's politics reporter Carmen Russell-Sluchansky is with us to talk about what the DA does and where these candidates stand on issues in the race. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Carmen, the district attorney of Philadelphia, it's a powerful position. Let's point out what the DA does.
The primary function of the district attorney is to represent the people of Philadelphia and work with law enforcement agencies to build cases against defendants in criminal courts and present evidence in those courts. The Philly DA's office, which, by the way, is one of the oldest and largest in the country, has expanded beyond that by quite a bit. For example, they lead diversion and rehabilitation programs, providing alternatives to incarceration, such as drug treatment programs, mental health services, and community service. And they also provide services for victims of crime. So whereas a lot of people kind of think of the DA's job as just putting the bad guys away, so to speak, the job really is about handling criminal defendants in a way that serves justice for victims while ensuring the rights of suspects.
Larry Krasner was first elected DA in 2017 amid a trend toward prosecutorial approaches to reduce mass incarceration and holding law enforcement to account. During his 30 years as a defense attorney, he represented protest groups including Black Lives Matter, Occupy Philadelphia, and ACT UP for free.
Right. And he also filed over 75 civil rights lawsuits against police for those groups you mentioned and others. So you can imagine it was a bit of a change when he won his first election for top prosecutor back in 2017, after which he didn't really alter his approach to criminal justice and even started prosecuting police for gross misconduct. But although he was really part of a criminal justice reform movement that started several years ago, that has seen some pushback after the increase in crime we saw during the pandemic. And that spike is the primary reason that Dugan has now given for running against him.
Well, tell us about Patrick Dugan.
Dugan is an Army veteran who served as a judge advocate general in Iraq, reenlisting after 9/11, and served as a municipal judge for about 18 years. During that time, he founded the Veterans Court, basically a diversion program for veterans. He resigned from the bench in December of last year to run for DA, arguing that Krasner has been too lenient and the crime rate has become too high. He is promising to hold people who commit crime more accountable, though that could also mean diversion programs and not necessarily incarceration.
Dugan and Krasner have duked it out a bit at some candidates' forums. What have you observed about their differences and similarities? What are the hot-button issues that are emerging in this race?
Well, it's probably important to note that they really appear to agree more than disagree on some key issues related to prosecutorial policies. For example, they are both fans of diversion programs, as we've talked about, and conviction integrity. Dugan hasn't really talked about holding police accountable, which has been a priority in Krasner's office. And Krasner has also come out strongly against the death penalty, while Dugan has said that he is mostly opposed to it, but wouldn't take it completely off the table for the most heinous crimes.
Carmen, since Donald Trump was reelected, candidate Krasner has played with the letters D and A, saying they stand for democracy advocate. Dugan and Krasner both denounced Donald Trump's policies. How does this fit in with the DA's race and the future of Philly's criminal justice system?
Well, although both candidates are Democrats, Krasner has been making this as much about Trump and has even tried to paint Dugan as more aligned with Trump than him. For example, here's an exchange right after Krasner suggested that in the first debate. Here's Krasner, and then we'll hear Dugan.
This is a good time for you to condemn Donald Trump so all people in the Northeast can see it.
Should we do that? Let him speak.
I categorically denounce Donald Trump and his policies. The guy's a nut. I mean, come on.
I should note that Dugan was out of his chair at this point, clearly frustrated.
Tonight, you will be co-moderating a forum with the candidates along with our own Cherry Gregg here at WHYY.
Yeah, both candidates agreed to do the debate last month, but apparently Judge Dugan pulled out last week. So as of now, it could just be the DA. We're still moving ahead with the event either way, though.
All right. And the event is free to attend. Listeners just have to register at whyy.org/events. It's also going to be available as a live stream on WHYY's YouTube channel and Facebook page, co-hosted by the Committee of 70 and the Philadelphia Bar Association. Thank you, Carmen.
My pleasure, Jen.
Carmen Russell-Sluchansky is WHYY's politics reporter. This is WHYY's Morning Edition.